Blog Talk Radio.
America, you love freedom, and you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Right Central, home of proud deplorables seeking truth and nothing but the truth. Now let's give it up for your host, Ish Bolano.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What an intro to a beautiful show. That's actually one of my buddies, Chris Calvez. Yo, Chris, say something out here, man.
How's it going? How's it going, everybody? Shout out from Tyler TRC.
That's what's up. That's TRC right there. That's one of the editors at TRC. One of the guys that really helped me put this together. Really backed me up since day one. And even though me and this guy haven't been with each other for a long time, it was a quick relationship and a great friendship started, man. So, you know, first of all, close to me, he's one of my buddies that really helped me out. So, you know, man. Shout out to C. Shout out to all the people who really helped us out, because in my eyes, this is a dream come true. You know what I mean? So I just want to take a time, man. So, you know, I know you work a lot. You put 50 hours a week. You have a bunch of ambition career, man. You have a great ambition career. So, you know, I thank you for that, man. So being here with me is a great help, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. That's the first person. Then to be honest, you know, let's be real now. The first person I really want to thank is God. There's a lot of people who don't even have a religion. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even care about what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're thinking. They just act. So I'm honestly really thankful for the man above to honestly guide me through the right paces, through the triumphs that they call life. But most of all, he's guiding me through when I get down, man, he puts me right back up. So, yes, I am a Christian. Obviously, I'm thanking God. But that's how you have to live your life. You know what I'm saying? You have to find a purpose. And if you don't have a purpose, try seeking for it. And I'm glad whoever is on, and I'm glad whoever is listening to this podcast, thank you for honestly making my dream alive. I'm not doing this for myself. Well, yeah, partially, yeah, probably. But I'm also doing it for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a millennial. We're the future. Where are the millennials at? If there isn't any, where are we really going? The youth is the future. The youth is the future. I'm sorry, old people, but I love you guys. But hey, it's the millennials, 90s and up, 93 and up. We got different moves. We got different movements. We have different ideas. And I'm not saying that, you know, try to break something up and try to fix it even though it's not broken. But I mean, new ideas always help a broken idea. You know what I'm saying? Rejuvenates yourself and it rejuvenates others. So that's partially and most entirely why TRC is starting at the moment. Just to throw it out there, I don't know who else to thank for. You know, obviously my great, you know, significant other. She puts up with my annoying ass all the time. She puts up when I have a bad day, a good day, can't pick out a code, can't figure out something. And I'm not someone easy to deal with. I mean, conservatives aren't really easy people to deal with. They're not mean people. They're not evil people how they think. Because, you know, just if you think a conservative is a conservative because he has, I guess, a business, has values, doesn't make him a bad person. Just make him someone path and visualize his success. But she's someone who actually helps me doing that. No, she's actually someone who inspired me to really take my talent from writing and push it out to the public. You see, because you can say so much with just writing, but an expression in words really does paint a thousand pictures. You know what I mean? So honestly, I want to thank her as well. She's actually someone who's really helped me since day one, pushed me to actually start the Right Central, helped me out. And look, I guess it's like they say, you know, a dog is a man's best friend, but a lady always keeps a man happy. You know what I mean? I can't even go around that phrase. I've always tried to be that guy since I live in Miami. You can already imagine how Miami is. Oh, it's a filth. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love this city. I was born here. Family from, you know, Cuban immigrants. Came here from Cuba. Try to seek a better future. You know, like all of us. Why do we really come out here? Because this is the American dream. America is the American dream. Known to bringing immigrants from all over the places, which that's fine. Since we're supposed to kind of, you know, we're supposed to just be an open door to people. Not all the time, because no one wants their house open. But, you know, you want to invite the right people. And therefore, this is the Right Central. This is why we're inviting the right people. A lot to talk about today. I want to talk a little bit about myself. I know I got into it a little bit. Tell you who I am. Tell you a little bit about my past, present. You know, that whole thing they do in school nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And my future is going to be difficult to talk about that, but I'll probably get into it. A lot of people don't like expecting and knowing the truth because it hurts you. Be realistic. Once that hurts, a lot of people don't like getting back up. It's not their fault. Well, partially. But it's sometimes hard to get back on that bicycle. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just have breakdowns. It's normal to have a breakdown. It's very normal to have a nervous breakdown. It's very nervous sometimes and nerve-wracking to actually get into somebody's, you know, to somebody's thoughts and kind of, you know, manipulate their way of thinking. Because that's the way of actually life. You don't grow up to actually know anything. You know, you come a little... A little fetus, you know what I'm saying? You come from a little thing inside a little belly. And I mean, you don't know math. You don't know science. So, you know, you start from little. You start like a tree, you know what I mean? So, in my past, you know, I've always been able to actually public speak. I'm not going to front. I'm not going to gloat. I'm not going to say I do it better than anybody else because I don't. But one thing I can tell you from this program that you're always going to have the truth and you're always going to seek the truth. Because I don't like BS. Just like I don't like people doing the wrong thing to me, why would I want to do the wrong thing to others? It's not the right thing. You see, guys, sometimes you do have to believe in karma. Sometimes you do have to get backstabbed. But that makes us better people. That makes us a better human being. I'm not going to start preaching on the first day because TRC right now is the introduction to the program, introduction to the Right Central. But this is something that people will understand. The average person out there might want to make a little bit more money, stress about life, understanding politics, understanding the game. The wrong people are in power. The wrong people have a voice. You know what I mean? Thankfully, we just won. Thankfully, Donald won. And if you guys don't like the fact that I support Donald Trump, just get it from the name, the Right Central. Just understand a little bit what that means. Not right for Republican. You misinterpret it. But right for doing what's morally correct. Our slogan is the Right Central. The Right Central for doing what's morally correct. So let me actually break this down into a perspective so people can understand what I'm trying to get at. Damn, nigga. Let me put on Chris really quick. I think Chris wants to talk about, you know, a little bit of what he wants to actually, you know, tell the people what he does. You know what I'm saying? So So yeah, let me put on Chris really quick, and we're about to make this transition.
Hey everybody, I just want to give a quick shout out to Ishmael, and it has been a great pleasure working with him, building this brand and really pushing this message. I'm just gonna introduce myself a little bit. Born and raised in Miami, South Florida, immigrant parents. I see myself more as a family van. I have family views. My dad, he immigrated from Colombia at a young age, you know, to find opportunity. He started as a server in New York. That was one of the first spots he went to. He lived with his aunt, you know, and began trying to find the true purpose of the American dream. Now, it was hard. A lot of things he told me. It was hard in New York. A lot of cold moments. He mostly complained to me about him getting sick. But very funny, actually. He told me a lot of good stories. Love that guy. Came down to Miami, started working in some warehouses, and from the skills he acquired, he opened his own shop. Opened his own shop, and thankfully now, in this present day, it's a great family business. It's been running for 20 years, and I couldn't be more proud to be working for him. My mother as well, an immigrant, she has 3 books published. Very proud to be, you know, under the wings of 2 great definitions of entrepreneurs, immigrants, independent people with independent minds here and, you know, with a purpose. Finding a purpose, finding a way to create value in a society nowadays that people tend to forget the true meaning of really being here and why we're here on, you know, you can say the United States. I'm going to push it more, a little more, and say Earth. But to be honest, I got a little bit off topic there. But I'm a very, very firm believer of the American dream, opportunity, and freedom. And I'm really glad to be here working with Ish. I'm going to thank him again. I'm going to thank God, you know. And we're definitely going to be pushing this message on for the next rest of our lives, for sure. Just to give a little bit more background about myself, I studied at FIU, business marketing. I do work at a family business. It's great. Head of Guide Display. We're sponsoring TRC, one of the first sponsors, and we're definitely going to support Ish and to help move this message. We definitely want to attract millennials and all ages, to be honest, because we're going to make this everybody. This is for everyone. This is something everyone really needs to hear. So I believe my time is up. I'm going to pass the mic back to Ish Bolano. Signing off.
All righty. So look. So we got 2 Christian, son of immigrants, who support the Donald. Isn't that funny? Most of supposedly all of the... Well, no, let me not talk about that. We'll leave that for a second show. But you guys already have a little, you know, calculation, a little bit of who we are. Let me tell you a little bit also more about me. Because, I mean, I know you guys want to talk more. And I know there's actually people who want to call. I actually had someone on Instagram tell me that they want to call. But no, I'm not accepting any callers today. It's the first day. It's the first day to therightcentral.com. The right, that's actually where you have to go right now. Go to therightcentral.com. Look at all of our stuff on our news tab, TRC show. That's where we're going to put all the podcasts. I reinvented the entire thing. I added all the code. So, I actually try to, you know, revamp it. Make it easier for the consumer. So, I actually like it for me. And I also made it easy for you. So, I mean, you know, win-win. Look at that. Already a business deal, and we didn't even do a transaction. Go on therightcentral.com. Subscribe. Drop an email. Send me anything. Send me a message. I'd love to contact you guys back. So, now going to my present. You know, I don't actually write anything down. I just have bullet points of the show. I might sometimes, you know, bedazzle a little bit with my words, but I mean, it's a live segment. Even the greats do it. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Just as long as you understand the message, I mean, that's what really counts. My present is something that, not that I had to deal with, but I just had to try to find. You know, I came right out of high school. Wasn't really a good student, to be honest. Shout out Doral Academy. A lot of teachers told me I had the brains. A lot of people told me I had the heart. But I was just really, really, really lazy. I know. We all have a fallback. We're not perfect. Like I said in the beginning of the program, the first person I thanked, you know, after Chris, was God. In my opinion, that's the only person who's perfect. Not so much. I'm actually very, very, very far from perfect, let me be honest. So I was uneducated about the business world, about life, about the world. Coming from only, you know, like a single independent mother. She only raised me by herself. She played, you know, a dad and a mom's. You guys know how hard it is to play a dad and a mom's? Shit, you know how hard it is to play two things at one time? That's like a double whammy. Doing two things at one time. She had to be the mom's as a teacher, because she's a teacher right now. She got 3 more years to retire, thank God. And God bless her soul. Do everything at home. I helped out, obviously. I'm not going to be that much of a jackass. I have to help out. But she was the person who kind of, you know, she moved the whole household. Always had clean shoes. You know what I'm saying? She was a good mom, man. So, I mean, throughout my life, all I saw was just like, you know, like a struggling mom's, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to push back, trying to bounce back from that world called life. And it's just, it's horrible. But it helped me actually a lot. I've always been good with numbers, but I never really cared about actually, you know, trying to excel in numbers. Numbers are lonely. Numbers are very lonely. So that's not the route I want to take. Why do I actually want to be lonely with just a couple of numbers and a desk and just talk to nobody? You know what I mean? That was one of the things that started going through my mind around 19 years old. I was probably 19 or 20. I realized I actually love talking to people. I love talking to you all. I've had a lot of examples, and a lot of people have told me, look, Ish, I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you do it. And I go out there with this dumb, you know, that blank face I got. If any of my friends listen to me, you guys know that blank face I give when I'm just lost. And the guy was just like, Ish, how do you just create a conversation and just put people, like, so comfortable just so you can, you know, they'll give you stuff? I was like, look, I know I'm not William Levy. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not a Paul McCartney. But you know what's the easiest thing to actually do to people so people can reply back? You know what that is, Chris? All you got to do is just give some people, or give someone. Let's make someone important, not people. You should do it to many, you know, many multiple people, but only one person. And what you should do is always, instead of just telling people what they're doing bad, let's just tell people what they're doing good. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what drives people to you. That's how you become important. That's how you become an idol. Not just buying all the houses, buying all the cars, not buying all the bling. That's not an important human being. To me, most of those people lose it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. From basketball idols to businessmen. It's been done many times, and it continues to happen. But you don't know how much a single statement of just telling someone, hey, what you're doing is fantastic. You're doing is great. damn, I like this, I like that. You know what I mean? Like, people feel important when you make them important. I didn't think about that in my present. Definitely never did that in my past. That was something I had to change because I'm a very prideful human being. If I think that I'm right, you goddamn believe I'm right. But sometimes you got to get down that throne. Sometimes you can't act like the lion all the time, acting, you know, thinking you're right. This is the right central, but maybe sometimes if I don't understand something, I won't talk about it. I won't try to inform the people about it. I'll inform myself before I inform the people about it. See what I'm trying to say there? So I want to get people involved with the right message, with the right mindset, and with the right numbers. So you already know, get this down. Get a piece of paper, pencil, anything. Tonight, there's no phone calls. No phone calls. I want to repeat this. There's no phone calls tonight. But even then, I still want people to tune into the show. If you guys want to call, I guess like a very close relative, friend. I know it's one of my buddies out. I have a lot of buddies in the military. I have a lot of buddies who are helping TRC out. We have great connections, great associates. We got a great thing going on. We have a lot of people backing us up. And like Chris just said, we got a lot of support. So, you know, on my present, let's just continue my present because I'm doing it around 23, 24 years old because this is where epiphanies happen all the time. You know, an epiphany can happen in 5 seconds. Right now, talking to you guys, I can get an epiphany. You see what I'm saying? But let me actually bring back a time close to my present. This is probably like a month ago. That really put me on the edge of starting this. Because people always ask, what really drove you to start this business? What drove you to actually, you know, do this product, begin a service? People do have motivation. I don't know if people still do that. Or I don't know if Californians are allowed to do that. Because, you know, California is not even a... I don't even consider California a state of the United States. That's a whole other planet. I know Miami's on another hemisphere, but honestly, California is on a whole other planet. That's terrible. Beautiful town. I'm not putting down anybody from Cali, but it's just, damn, they got problems. From my present, sometimes I actually have to pull back. Okay, so this is an introduction. I want people to understand, you know, what I might be coming with because I will be the show. I will be the host of the show of this program. We will be bringing people along. Callers will be calling into the show, so you're going to be able to actually chat with me and also call the program. We'll embed audio clips. We're going to embed some shows. I don't want to tell you guys too much of what might come to TRC because that's not really who I am. You see what I'm saying? So I just prefer to actually keep it freestyle, and depending on what's happening that day or how my mood is, that's how I'm going to take the show. But I don't have a script. I don't have a manual. I don't have anything to tell me what I'm going to say. I'm not also going to just spit the entire thing because it's impossible. I'm going to have bulletproof, you know, bullet points, bulletproof. This is off topic. I went to a gun store. Damn, I love guns. If anybody loves guns, send me a message. Send me anything because I need to talk to my gun owners. And I went into a gun store and I started talking to the guy. This guy's actually here in Miami. It's called Bravo Company. And Bravo Company is a cool guy. He's a cool cat. He showed me all his stuff. His buddy actually went with us to the Real Academy, bro. No lie. And that's exactly how we talked. Like, I told him, I was like, I think I know you. He said, yeah, like from where? I was like, we just started talking places, started naming things. We started from like summer camps to like what I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we had to kind of connect in some way because I knew this guy from somewhere. And he's a gunsmith. I love guns. Who doesn't love guns? If you don't love guns, get off the program. I don't even care if you don't like. Just get off the program. This is a gun advocate show. I mean, I always get off topic. I swear I got ADD. Well, whatever. On that gun in the gun store, after we talked and we realized where we knew each other from, I've never worn bulletproof vests before. Yo, Chris, you should honestly try this one time. I put a 9-pound 90-pound bulletproof vest.
Damn.
You know what that is, bro?
90 pounds?
90 pounds? Imagine what our military got to do with that shit. And they got book bags. And they got bags. They got the whole thing. They have everything.
Respect, man.
Respect. Oh, shout out to the troops. Definitely TRC. Supports the troops. Supports our veterans. All our fallen soldiers. We thank you for all your support. We thank you for your true honor and honesty, courage. Because I'm going to be honest right now. I've thought about joining the service many times. And I have my buddy right here. He's looking over me saying, you're actually good. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I thought about joining the service many times. You want to know the only thing that really holds me back? Well, a couple of things that holds me back. But the most important, I don't think I have the courage to be a military man. You guys got balls of steel. Balls of steel. I take my hat on to anybody in the military, Coast Guard, Navy, Army, Air Force. Dog, I don't even have the rest. Any military personnel, you guys are the backbone of this country. You guys deserve not one award, man. You guys deserve 1,000. You know what it is to leave your life and leave your house and leave everything and just go out there. Look, I'm not going to get this too specific. It's still the intro, but I thank you. We're going to make a veterans. You know, we're going to obviously offer help to the veterans, appreciate the veterans. But just today, you know, I just want people to understand that this is what TRC does support. We do love our veterans, and we'll always try to actually, you know, improve on them and help them always on their journeys. Now let me do something about my future. Like I said, I want to do past, present, and future. My future, there's a lot of different things where I want to be. Since we just got a president who honestly destroyed the American dream in a great way, I'm honestly trying to, you know, employ in a good way. Let me put it out there. I'm with him. I'm not against him. And he really allowed us to say, look, anything is possible. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to the American dream? Whatever happened about establishing an idea, brainstorming an idea, dreaming about something that's never been dreamt, and creating it? Whatever happened to that? I'll tell you what happened to that. Not on this program, not on this segment, not today. Next segment, I'll tell you what happened and why everything has turned the way it has. But who am I, right? Who cares? I just read a lot, study a lot, research a lot. And before I tell you what I'm going to say, I research again and probably there, I'll let you know what I'm thinking. But honestly, let me just be in perspective. Let me drop down one of these little audio clips. This is actually a reason we started this. Understand what the message is. This is a great conservative movement advocate. You guys are instantly going to know who he is. But just drop a little audio clip so you guys can understand the message we're trying to put out.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Yes, we are. That's the message. We're not black, white, Chinese, Asian. Forget about that bullshit. We're Americans. America first. I'm not a politician. Like I said, I'm just a radio advocate. But we have to stop. Look, that clip is probably one of the strongest messages. If you actually sat down and actually heard what that man said, that's why Donald Trump won. That's why we're doing this show. We're not trying to judge people just because of the ethnicity of where they're from, how they came, where they grew up. It's like, I know I got a lot of sport people, but it's like if you're about to play sports, person's from. If you're playing basketball, you're going to ask if he or she can ball. If you want to play soccer, you're not going to ask where they're from. Because I see, hey, I've gotten involved in soccer. I love soccer. And some girls really, let me be honest, they're good. So why can't we just do that as civilians? Why can't we just continue the message of a great conservative speaker, movement, personality, whatever you want to name Reagan? His message has to transcend to the American people. You immigrate, that's fine. I know immigration is a big topic right now, but you immigrate, that's fine. Assimilate after. This isn't Cuba. This isn't Colombia. This isn't Latin America. This is North America. There's different rules. You think I agree with all the rules here? Obviously not. That's part of the court system. But I'm in no place to change those rules or alter any law because I'm not in that position. I don't need to do any of that garbage. So what is it that people do when you can't do anything? And like I said, you're not trying to actually judge people from the outside. I know we all do it. I'm not talking crap. I'm not hidden behind a desk. I go out there. And you guys have no idea the garbage I put up with. A lot of people from the beginning of me supporting this man. My friends changed. circumnavigated, social media deleted from people. Just I came from 300 followers to like 100, just because I was supporting the Donald. Just because I'm supporting POTUS 45, that's why you're gonna unfollow me? Nah. Some people call it fake, but I call it bitch shit. This is a PG-13 segment, 13 and older. Teens, you must be 13. That's why it's called teens. You must be 13 at least and older. Because there's going to be some cursing. Because sometimes when you just speak from the heart, you can't really restrain what you're going to say. But that's the goal. The goal, guys. There's only one person and only one, like, it's just this, I don't understand how people do this. I don't know why people try to figure out people without even talking to them, judging them with just seeing what the outside. This is horrible. I know I live in a big city, but it just happens really frequent. It didn't happen that much in the Reagan days. Back in the 80s, it wasn't like that. Yeah, people had their differences. Everybody has their differences. But Reagan, in the end of the day, actually told people, yeah, you guys are coming from different areas, but you guys need to assimilate. You guys need to understand where you're at. Just like when you go to a restaurant, you try not to be a piece of garbage. Well, hypothetically, I know down in Miami, most people, once they go to restaurants, they turn their table into, like, you know, two people sit there, and they act like, you know, nine people sit there. You know Taz from Looney Tunes? Well, yeah, that's exactly how it looks like. Taz going through every single booth, and it's only two people sitting there. It's ridiculous. Have some decency. No, sit back, organize yourself, prioritize yourself, and maybe you'll have a different outcome. You know what I mean? Maybe you'll have a different outcome. Maybe if you have some religion, maybe you'll go further. Because who are you really going to turn to once you have nothing? You had a Lamborghini, was nice. You had a 6-bedroom home, nicer. But what happens if you go through bankruptcy? Where are your buddies going to call you? Because you got no phone. You got no way to pay rent. You got no phone. Who are you going to turn to? And then that's where religion comes into effect. Religion is not going every single day into the church. Anything excessive is bad. Even drinking too much water is bad. Drinking too much water is bad, see? Yeah, I know I'm getting really into this, but I have to just point this out. We have to say we because TRC is doing this together. We love dogs. You know, we're big dog lovers. We see a dog in the street and we just start petting it. We start hitting, you know, they're just noble creatures, man. They're four-legged little babies. Well, I have my buddy over here, Rocky. I'll take a picture of it. I'll put it on the website. This guy's actually snoring. Like, full-on snoring. Like, if I bring this guy closer to the mic, you can literally hear this guy snoring. I mean, this is incredible. Little four-legged creatures are so noble. You give them food, you give them food. If you don't give them food, you don't give them food. They're so noble, man. I love dogs. And hopefully you guys love dogs. I know I went off topic. I know I went completely off topic. But I just had to point that out. We're huge dog lovers. Well, might as well, since I'm talking about him. He's basically new. I'm in December, not even a year old here. He's 2 years old, but I adopted him. We adopted him. My girl and I, we went to the animal shelter out here in Doral. We went every single day to look for a little guy. She wanted a girl. I wanted a guy. No, man's best friend, you know what I mean? Come on. Trying to keep it with the whole dialogue, man. And I saw him. I started passing by. I saw him. He was all curled up in like a little ball on the back. You know, we just like all the time, like, you know, like I went through 3 days and I just felt like I every single time I saw him, I died, to be honest. And I told my girl, hey, honestly, like it's time to honestly take the little guy home. There's no more time. So whatever, I got the paperwork ready. I changed his name from Rocco to Rocky. And now this guy's sleeping and snoring on my couch, bro. Like, can you believe this BS, man? Life is awesome, bro. Life is awesome. Appreciate your life. Go on your life. Don't dwell on BS. People talk shit. It does it all. It's all the time. It happens all the time. Just tell them to get in line. They talk shit. Just tell them to get in line. There's no point to argue. A lot of people want to argue nowadays. You want to argue, then you know where you have to call. Get ready. 929-477-2212. TRC phone line. This is official. This is 929-477-2212. Anybody here? Am I talking to myself? Might as well. Let's just keep on pushing this message then. Back on Rocky, we love adopting animals. So, you know, if you actually have a buddy who doesn't actually want to, you're trying to find a home, you know, unfortunately, we won't be able to actually, you know, take them in. I mean, I wish. I have two dogs. We live in an apartment. I can't, you know, take them in. Because I think my mom will murder me, to be honest. She'll murder me. If I take another dog, she'll murder me. But we'll find a way to get this little guy into the house. You know, TRC supports the animal shelter. That's why, you know, I also went there because I know it's easy to buy a little baby dog. I'm not saying that to do it. They're beautiful when they're babies. Damn, but you're saving a life. You get me? You're saving a little dog, man. The least you can do is go to the, get a baby dog. You want a baby dog, get a year-old dog. But remember, you're saving a life. And hopefully the right central saves a lot of ears, too, because a lot of people aren't hearing the message. And a lot of brains. People have them turned off. I think it's about to be what holiday is. Now, is there a holiday almost coming up or no? Probably, though. Maybe in October, they're already getting ready for Halloween. They ain't so much damn pumpkin, they already forgot what they're doing. You know what I mean? So this is terrible. But let me actually pass over the mic to my buddy, since he actually said in the, I don't remember when he said in the segment, or, you know, I guess midway through the segment, he did announce that we're actually doing a partnership. So yeah, I want you all to listen in on what we're trying to do. TRC's official brand. So now we're trying to push our stuff. We're going and let me just turn you to the guy. I'm not gonna talk about this. Let me turn you to him.
All right, man. Some deep stuff there we spoke about. Definitely great messages that Ishmael is pushing. We're definitely starting this movement, and we want everyone to join along. We're going to start the TRC shop to have TRC tanks, hats, beach towels, flags, great things you can customize. It's going to be amazing help to support the message, join the movement, and really get the local support from everyone around you to really get this going. And I just want to also say, you know, as a firm believer of the free market, limited government, you know, I really believe in the message that everyone should find their true purpose in life, and to get their meaning. Let me put this in an easier sense. I went to FIU and I took this marketing course, and to be honest, it changed my life. The professor, he was from Hungary, played for the Hungary basketball professional team in the Olympics. It was a funny guy, telling amazing stories. But one thing about that class is I learned something. Self-education. Self-education, self-improvement, self-taught. Nowadays, everyone is going to school with no purpose. Everyone is hustling, working for someone 9 to 5 with no purpose. Getting home with no purpose. Just watching TV, fake news, getting influenced by the wrong media. That's not right. The Right Central is here to save the day. Along with supporting our great President Trump, we're definitely going to get some because of Ish, but you know what? He's our president in chief right now in charge, and he's been making some great moves. We'll definitely get into that later, but but for now, yeah. Second Amendment, freedom, everything we're gonna be pushing. So, be alert for all this announcements, yeah. Shout-outs, yeah, everything we'll be doing for the shop. So here's Ish to close you guys out. God bless America. And until next time.
Chris, that was a great way of putting it. But let me just tell you one thing, and let me tell all of our hearers, anybody who's tuning into TRC, because we're already concluding this segment. How do I not sound so blunt? You're going to get so much haters. The conservative movement attracts so much haters on the daily, more than any other occupation, political idea, political advocacy, whatever you want to put in, whatever thing, they just attract attention. You know why we attract attention? Because we're not sheep. We're not, we're not damn sheep. All right? Chris loves it when I do it. This guy's cracking up in the back. I love first. I just always have that, you know what I'm saying? That sheep movement. But we're not in that bullshit. Tears sheep, we're not sheep. When everybody was sheep 8 years ago, like I said, I lost a lot of friends. Nothing tragic. No, thank God. Just lost a lot of connections. Lost a lot of people. Just because I'm advocating a certain way, just because I have this certain belief, maybe it is conservatism. Maybe conservatism is the problem. If conservatism was a problem, Hillary would have been president at this moment.
Hillary.
But since people understand that Hillary is a problem, that's why conservatism still exists. You see what I'm saying? It might be a little bit, you know, you might be a little bit dumb already. It's probably Wednesday. Come on, guys. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's hump day. It's not. Come on. It's midway through the week. We're almost finishing up. Just get this through your brain and just think about it. Anything is possible. If you think a little bit of when you were a kid, the first thing they told you in school is to always dream big. I remember going to, since I said my mom's a teacher, I was at that school for 4 years, Arvindale Elementary. In that little small school, I had three teachers who inspired me to, I don't even have any words to tell you how much inspiration this woman gave me. African-American. Look at that, man. Falco. God, I love that woman to death, man. And she told me one day, Ishmael, you can dream as much as you want. Just one difference with brainstorming and daydreaming. I was how old? I was probably 10 years old. I was in fifth grade. And I told myself, I was like, damn, that's deep. I tell you, you know, I tapped my little buddy next to him. I was like, yo, what did she say? He had no idea. This guy couldn't even read. At least I was able to read, you know, my mom, you know. And I started thinking back at it. And it's never been illegal to dream. It's never been a crime to brainstorm. But just always have a purpose. Because there's nothing worse than just an empty thought. So much knowledge and so much power, but you just have nothing to say. TRC is here, baby.
We live, baby.
TRC is live, baby. You're going to get a lot of heat, Chris. All of our followers, if you tell your friends that you listen to The Right Central, direct them to this program. Direct them to therightcentral.com. Help support this message. Help transcend our future. The Right Central can go wherever you guys wanted it to go. I'm going to put all the info out. I'm going to put everything in the quality that I feel that's best. But you can take a horse to drink water, but you can't force a horse to drink any water. There's just so much you can do. You know what I mean? There's just so much you can do. I'm going to give you the shit. If you want to listen to me, that's fine. Regardless of the amount of people I have on this program, I'm going to do the program if nobody's listening or if a million people are listening. Because TRC is not just Fox. It's not just CNN. It's not just this and that. I'm not trying to copy anybody. I've been talking here for almost an hour. I can do this for two. I don't want to bore you guys on the first day. I don't want to bore you guys with a message that you can just listen to anybody else. So you got to honestly realize and understand that when you go on TRC, put your thinking cap on, all right? Your head is not just to cut your hair and put on some glasses. Put your thinking cap on. Neglect what people tell you. Because everybody different always receives heat. Just think of it this way. When you go to a podium, do you hold hands with someone? No, right? When you just get a degree, right now, yay, we got a degree. Woo, mommy and poppy are here. Do you go on that podium and you go on that stage? Do you walk with someone, hold their hands? No. Solo road. You know why a lot of people drop out? Because they don't have that dream. They don't have that creativity. They don't have that burst. So once they go on that stage, that's the problem. That's if they go on that stage. Because you're that dependent on something, you're never going to make anywhere. The point of the Right Central is to be an independent. You can read that on the description. An independent conservative media. We're not pleading the left. We're not pleading the right. I will judge Donald Trump on a couple of his things. I might have lost some followers. But I'm going to judge Donald J. Trump on some things I don't like. Some people he let go. Some things that doesn't really feel right. You know what I mean? And I don't believe in anything weird like that, but I do believe in a spiritual mind. I do believe in actual, you know, spiritual energies, vibes. Because it's not something you have to tell. It's just something you just feel. You see what I'm getting there? Not everything you see is perfect. Not everything ugly is. It's just your perspective just really messes you up that bad that sometimes something gray might actually be colorful. I know I'm trying to get into a little bit of psychology, but it's true. So try not to make the same mistake twice. Understand who to let into your circle. It's fine to be independent. Sometimes it's better to be independent. Create a good team. Have good support. And most importantly, love the people. There's nothing worse than actually doing something and providing a burden without actually getting done. You're right. I'm getting into a very tough business with a lot of tough people. We're getting into a business with a lot of tough people. We got a lot of good competitors, a lot of great folks who personally I like. Hopefully we can all work together. I put in hopefully because you know everything great doesn't really act that way. If you guys are still interested, all my partners, you know who my partners are. On the Instagram, I think I have like a buddy on the Twitter. But if you guys have anything to say, debate, go against, hey, I love debating. I was on a debate team when I was a little kid in elementary school. Then I went to Kinloch, and in Kinloch, I killed it in debate. Hell, I didn't even want to debate because I didn't even want to make them feel bad. If you try to make the host, who is me, feel bad, I'm going to TRC. Nobody's going to make me feel bad. You're not going to hurt my feelings. You're not going to get in my sensitivity spot, my little comfort zone. That's what everybody wants to call it nowadays, my comfort zone. Comfort zone. You guys aren't going to bother any of that. This is straight to the point, and this is the message. Conservatism will not fall. Conservatism values will not fall. It fell in Europe, but not in USA. We just escaped a revolution. We just escaped a revolution. Whether you want to think it was a revolution or whether you think it was just an election, think again. That shit wasn't just an election. It was in this a survival for America and for Americans. It wasn't to promote a revolution. Hell, more Democrats came from the Democrat side to the Republican side. And now I'm independent. It's just they did that. So just show you the movement that really appeared on the Republican side with Donald. It's not because he has a big boat. It's not because he got a big-ass building in the Trump Tower. It's not his stuff. It's like I said in the beginning. It's about America, Americans, and the ones who really want to make a difference in this country. Because I'm a son of an immigrant. And thank God Reagan opened up his hands and he allowed everybody to come into the United States. My mother was one of those people. My father, but my mother was one of those people. And just like her receiving the American dream, everybody should. It's not that difficult. Just believe a little bit. When people tell you you ain't shit, believe a little bit. It's not that hard. Whoever said it's illegal or not to do it anymore, call this program. Whoever tries to advocate dependence instead of independence, call this program. And if you have a problem with how I do this show, you can just at me at the.right.central. That's the official business profile on Instagram. That's my direct way to actually contact me. If you feel that that still isn't enough, you might as well just email me then. Email me. I'm open for emails. The email is twrightcentral@gmail.com. What else we got here? Basically, if you just go on therightcentral.com, you'll have everything. Let me just cut this off because now Blog Talk Radio told me I got 90 seconds. Go on therightcentral.com. That's therightcentral.com. That's all together. Whenever you go on that address bar, put therightcentral.com. You'll see all of our social medias on the top. Starting from Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. I don't know. We got everything. We're on everything. So this is the first show. This is the first official release of TRC. First official release of TRC. It's just a blessing to be here. I know I'm going to get better with this mic. I feel it already. I am. Buddy Chris is going to be here all the time. We're going to have good callers. And I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the Right Central. I'm excited for this whole program. I'm excited for the future. Let's just make this a fun one, a good one, a productive one, while also transcending that message, while also educating our youth by loving America, loving its values, and loving our host, Ish Balak. But all righty, guys, until next time, this was a great honor. Love being here. I feel like I'm actually here. Till next time, peace.
Yeah, you sure you want to end this episode? Yeah, right? Yeah, Nick.